Boys and girls, to our numero dos of the word with G here on ESPN Chattanooga. Happy to have you along this midday sports talk radio journey. It is a Friday, a feel-good Friday, September 23rd, 2022. If you want to get all of our great local content, head on over to our website, ESPNChattanooga.com, or on the ESPN Chattanooga mobile app. And as I mentioned, it is the feel-good Friday hour of the show, and joining us now is a man who isn't really here for X's and O's. He's more here to entertain and to have some fun. He is our fourth member of the Feel Good Friday crew. He is one of the members of the Kick It and Quit It, now win, not winless, kickball team. Mr. Garrett Tolley here with us on the Feel Good Friday hour of the show. What's up, GT?
I'm back.
About time.
I know. Well, this is like the first invite I've gotten in like a month.
Oh, that's a lie. I invited you last week, and you couldn't come.
I'm busy, man.
I know
I'm
what happens.
Making this money, trying to make something happen. So, but it's good to be back. We are, yeah, we did win our kickball team, man. Our little game last night.
Thank goodness.
Wow, 1-3.
1-3 now.
Yeah, baby. We're making a comeback. We have plenty of time.
Yeah, just one more, and we can call it a win streak. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that. Also, our special guest joining us here today in studio drove down from Knoxville with her husband today just to be on the show with us today is the Vol Nation Bombshell, the co-host of the JB Show on the Believe Podcasting Network. It is Sarah Blake. Sarah, what's going on?
Hey.
Thanks so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm glad that you wanted to come in studio instead of just being over the phone. Now, have you been to Chattanooga before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So this is not your first time here, and first time in the studio, first time on the airwaves here on ESPN Chattanooga. So you are a big Vols fan. Tell us a little bit about how you got into following the Vols and becoming a fan and everything that you are just following and talking and producing that content that comes with the Vols.
So I actually married into this fan base about 11 years ago. I was a huge college basketball fan for Kansas. I'm from Kansas, and I married somebody from Tennessee who was the yin to my yang. He knew everything about college football, about the Vols, so I married into it, and we just completed each other. It wasn't hard to love the Vols and fall in love with everything about the fan base and about the team, the tradition, the heritage, everything, so...
And they, I assume, and again, I'm somebody who just moved here about a year and a half ago, so I don't know the whole lineage of the Vols and everything like that, but it seems like that for a while things weren't all that great. I mean, football-wise, they haven't been real good for a minute.
Why do we talk about this?
I'm just saying, like, it's not easy to love them. I mean, they've gone through a lot of heartache over the last couple of years, so it's a testament to both of you guys that you've stuck with them. I mean, it's easy for him because he's from Tennessee, but for you, obviously you love the man, and it's easy to love what he loves, but... As somebody who's a Kansas fan, you know, they've been a much better basketball program than Tennessee for a little while.
Yes, and so I actually married into this when Derek Dooley was the coach, so I've been through coaching staff as far as that goes, but it's not hard to love the underdog and love somebody who is hated so much through the media or not praised. I mean, you fall in love with the story and you kind of go through it and you're just like, yeah, I'm behind these guys.
Yeah.
And underrated.
I mean, if you don't love them at their worst, do you really deserve them at their best?
Exactly.
There you go.
Now, we're buying at the bottom. You know, we're going to ride it to the top. So mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, I'm feeling the same way. You know, my fiance, she's a Vol. I went to Baylor. So we're like, you know, basketball here, Big 12. And then we got sucked up into this creamsicle. And now we're doing it. So I'm with it.
Do you have any the checkered overalls?
My son does.
Okay.
I have not gone that far yet, guys.
You haven't gotten any either yet, right? You haven't been sucked into that?
No, I'm not going to do that.
But Bliss has a couple of those, right?
I bought them for
her. Did you?
She said there's a big story that her old roommate stole them. She never got to wear them. So, like, on her first birthday when we were together, I bought her some new overalls.
Nice.
And she's worn them, like, twice.
So, okay.
You know, I was expecting
wear them on occasion. Are you guys now? You guys are going to be in Knoxville this weekend. You're not going to the game, but you're just going to be up there. Are you going up there to be around the environment of this whole situation, or what are you going to Knoxville for?
I think it's a combo of that and that. There's also a bridal store that Bliss wants to get a wedding dress at, so we're going to go for that. But I was like, let's just stay for like. the environment of the game, I'm down to just hit the tailgate, even if I can't get into the game. So
Barry's out there roasting Gators out there right now.
Are they?
That's badass. Yeah. Heck
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love that.
I also saw that you know, obviously College Game Day is going to be there, and I saw students already getting their spots out in front of College Game Day at like during the day yesterday. Just setting up, and I don't know if they're pitching tents out there or if they're sleeping out there to secure their spot, but it's a big deal. It's the first time College Game Day has been in Knoxville since 2016.
Who was playing since 2016?
I don't know. Oh, was it the Florida game? It was the Florida game.
The Florida game?
Okay. There you go.
Tennessee and Florida, they got a thing, don't they?
That's a huge rivalry.
This is a big one. Okay.
On our side, not so much on the Florida side, because they've beaten us the last 16 out of 17 games.
Oh, my God.
Now, I did read.
Sarah's beside herself now.
I did read this. Interesting that we've never. Tennessee has not won a game where they did the checkered crowd.
Oh.
Unless they wore the smoky gray uniforms.
Ooh. Well, does it really matter?
I don't know. Do you believe in. Are you superstitious at all? Because if you are, then that does kind of matter.
I'm superstitious, but not for this.
You just
don't want to be superstitious
for this.
No, I don't want to feel any of those.
Are you? How do you feel about the choice that they made of uniforms to go with the orange, the classics, the orange with the white?
I think we should keep it traditional.
But I mean, classic. Florida's orange. I would have loved to see them go Smokies or maybe even the black uniforms when we went to the game last year against South Carolina.
I was at that game too.
Nice.
I do like the black uniforms.
Yeah, I think they could have used like a black helmet though.
Oh my gosh, that would be dope.
Right?
Or like chrome.
Yeah, instead of just the white helmet that they had,
yes.
I thought that would have really completed that uniform.
Look at you over here, little. Yeah,
you call me the pretty boy. So like,
you are a little pretty boy. You got your hair all swooped over here. Got thoughts on clothes.
Says you that has the flow always going.
I wake up like this.
So do I.
Oh.
I wake up like this. I just crawl out of bed, man. Like shampoo in the shower, it just kind of lands like it.
Yes, but you don't
this.
Wash below the knees.
No. There's no need to do that in the morning.
Greg Larnard, Sarah Blake, and Garrett Solly hanging with you here on. The Feel Good Friday hour of the show. We're talking a lot of Vols, a lot of Gators football coming up this weekend. If you want to join the conversation, hit us up 423-648-1051 or on Twitter at Greg Larnard or at ESPN Chattanooga. So let me just quickly ask you guys, before we get into fill in the blank and things like that, Sarah, I'll start with you. What is your overall feeling about this game heading into tomorrow? Just one sleep away.
I'm freaking pumped. I'm stoked. I'm ready. We're going to whoop them. I mean, I
want to
be confident.
You just told me off the air you were a little nervous. Come on.
I'm trying to hype up the crowd, right? No, I'm nervous. I think it's more the Vol battered syndrome that I'm nervous about. But I really am confident with this team. I think Hendon Hooker is just going to come out. And if we can get started and we win the coin toss and he can go down the field and score right away, I think that we should be okay. I have confidence in him. I have confidence in Josh Heupel. We finally have a coach that can make adjustments at halftime. So I'm confident in them.
What about you, Garrett? How do you feel about this game going in? I know you're not the VFL to end all VFLs, but you, as you mentioned, you've got sucked up into the creamsicle, so you're here and you're in it now.
Oh yeah, I'm watching, and I know what's going on out there. I feel good. It's a little nervous to open up as a 10-point as a favorite. I just feel like Florida, they had such a strong start with their first game of the season. They've lost only one game. It is Florida. They have a tendency to have a pretty good athletic team, so. Do I think it's going to be like a blowout by any means? No, I think this goes to the fourth quarter. And then I think I do have the Vols going out on top. But being up by 10, I don't want it to get to anybody's head in Knoxville. It's like, dude, we're the better team, clearly. Because that's when
I think
fall
on
apart.
Paper, this is a better team than Florida. Because Anthony Richardson hasn't thrown a passing touchdown all season long. He hasn't proven that he can be a passer. I think they have the clear advantage in this game. But again, it's Florida and it's Tennessee. So you never know what can happen. So, Sarah, how does that 10.5 number feel for you right now?
Oh, boy. It's nerve-wracking, but at the same time, like you said, Anthony Richardson, he's zero passing touchdowns. He's got 4 picks already. And I actually just heard an interesting stat as we were driving here. I was listening to Trey Wallace, and he said that Utah – he ran the ball 11 times, And then combined runs the past two games with USF and Kentucky, it was only 14 times. So if we look at that, we can see that, you know, if we can just put some pressure on him and keep him in the pocket, we should be good.
And that's the big thing. I was reading some things as well, is that in that Utah game, they gave him some easy throws. They rolled him out to the right. He was able to make those throws, and then he would take off and run, and he hurt the Utah offense that way. But in the next game against Kentucky, what they did is they took away that rollout, took away that easy throw.
Yes.
I don't think he's a developed quarterback enough. And look, the listeners know this, but I was down in Louisiana with Billy Napier and covering his teams while I was at the Raging Cajuns. He's a very good quarterback's coach. I just don't think he has a quarterback yet that can be that dynamic passer like he wants him to be. I think he's going to groom him into be a better passer, but this is only, what, four games into his tenure there?
Right, and it seems like he's getting progressively worse.
Yeah.
And he's really unsure of himself, so.
Yeah, what about you, Garrett? How does that 10.5-point number look or feel to you?
I'm just curious about, like, the defense. I mean, because has Tennessee really played a solid offense yet?
That's another thing to consider, is that they play two MAC opponents mixed in, sandwiched in between, obviously, Pittsburgh, who's a good offense and a good team.
Picketless.
Yeah, but, I mean, Keaton Slovis is still a good quarterback, and I understand that he got knocked out halfway through the game, and you got to play Nick Pattymelt in that game for the second half, but, you know.
But we did that.
Yeah.
They did that.
They knocked him out.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, now you're going to go against Florida. Is the defense just going to be the same? Because Florida also did. They played. He might not have thrown a touchdown yet, Richardson, but they also did play number 7 Utah, number 20 Kentucky, and a Jerry Bohannon, USF quarterback, who was ex-Baylor Bear, won a Big 12 championship and a Sugar Bowl. So they had some solid guys out there.
Can you tell this man went to Baylor?
Yeah, so I'm just saying that. We'll just have to see. It's more about the defense to me than anything.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, Greg Larnard, Garrett Tolley, Sarah Blake here with you on The Word with G and the Feel Good Friday crew. All right, when we come back, let's play a little fill in the blank. We're going to get a little bit deeper into this matchup, and we're going to have some fun talking more about college football. We'll talk some Titans. We'll talk some Falcons. We'll talk some general NFL. And we'll have some fun with that when we come back with you right here on The Word with G on ESPN 95.3. BetMGM, the king of sports books, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Bad weather is a golfer's worst nightmare, but it's always sunny at Albatross Golf Sim and Bar, Chattanooga's only indoor golf simulator bar and restaurant. Take swings in a climate-controlled setting using the same TrackMan technology tour players use to improve their game. Hungry? Albatross has a full menu of clubhouse classics, caddy snacks, and refreshing beverages to enjoy while you work on your swing or hang out with friends. Albatross has you covered on game day as well. Watch football this fall on a simulator screen while you hit golf balls. Memberships available. Albatross Golf Sim and Bar on Chattanooga's North Shore. AlbatrossGolfBar.com.
Ray Maliazza here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
At CDW, we get you can't lock up your devices. Your workforce needs the freedom to roam.
Final boarding call, flight 555 to New York.
And wherever they go, productivity is key. But with Microsoft Surface devices pre-configured and deployed by CDW experts, you'll get multi-layered security and seamless experiences to help productivity really take off. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/surface.
If you've got a yard, you may plan on digging it. Like to build an addition, put in a pool, or bury your pirate booty. But you should know that throughout the country, there may be pipelines buried underground. And if you hit one, you've got trouble.
Sorry.
So before you dig, call 811 to have any buried pipelines located and marked at no charge. For more tips on pipeline safety, visit pipesafety.org. A message from the Tennessee Gas Association, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
2022 is going to be the most exciting year ever. Brewer Media Group and ESPN Chattanooga are teaming up with TVFCU to give you the opportunity to become a member of the 2022 Club. This year, we'll be giving away a total of $22,000 in cash and prizes. You don't want to miss your chance to be included in the TVFCU 2022 Club. Keep listening through the year as we announce new contests and how you can win. To get advance notice on upcoming contests, download the ESPN Chattanooga app. Brought to you by TVFCU, Brewer Media Group, and ESPN Chattanooga.
The crowd is really excited tonight.
They know what's at stake, Dick.
Yep, getting their home team into the NBA.
Now I'm talking about free corn dogs.
Oh, that's right. It's free corn dog night.
Yeah, sorry, Mox. We don't even got corn dogs.
Corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs for all these people.
Yeah, sorry. No corn dogs. But what we do have here for you is more of The Word with G here on ESPN Chattanooga.
Back here on The Word with G, it's 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Greg Larnard, Sarah Blake, and Garrett Tolley here in the mix with us, talking all things Tennessee Vols versus Florida. It is Florida Hate Week, and we are one sleep away from that game at 3:30 on CBS this coming weekend. Very excited about that. All right, guys, before we get to fill in the blank, I have a question here that I saw our good buddy Chase Green pose, and I thought it was an interesting one. I want to get your guys' thoughts. Sarah, I'm going to start with you on this one. This is obviously a huge game. It has ramifications not only for our season this year and our record and things like that and the fan base wanting to beat Florida and hating Florida and the Swamp and the Gators and all that good stuff, but in your opinion, how does this game impact the trajectory of the Vols program? Because as we talked about off the air, there is going to be a bleep ton of recruits in the stands, and if Tennessee is able to show well on national television and in front of all of these recruits, this could go a long way to, again, continuing that upward trajectory. And on the flip side, if they don't perform well against Florida and they get beat up, hopefully that doesn't happen, maybe the trajectory goes a little bit the other way.
We have the potential to go into Alabama and be 5-0 if we win this game. Now, if we lose this game, which I don't even want to go down that path, but it will deflate all the air. I mean, it will completely crush us.
Tom Brady.
Oh, it will be awful. Yeah, it will be detrimental, I feel like, because we need this. We need this win, but I don't think that Josh Heupel's opened up the playbook completely yet. I think that he knew going into this is the make or break game. So
I think you make a good point there, where you had Ball State and you had Akron, and you kind of just play a little bit vanilla. You don't really do too much against those teams. You unleash some things that you were working on this offseason against Pittsburgh, because that is probably that first hurdle
right.
game that you have to get over. You have to win that game if you want to be undefeated to get to Florida. And then now Florida, and it's early on in the season. You're right. They haven't put a ton on film for Florida to probably see, and Florida's been in some big games like you referenced, Garrett, of Utah and Kentucky, and then obviously last week versus UCF, they had to put some stuff on film because they had to play their best to win those games. Tennessee was able to hold some things back and hopefully, like you said, Sarah, be able to unleash those things and put themselves in a good standing this week against Florida.
Yeah, I'm curious if this is a make-or-break game, though, because we're still early enough in the season where if God forbid, you know, shoot me now.
I think for a fan base, this is a make or break
yes.
game.
See, I think from just a season perspective, because, you know, you can drop a game 4 weeks in and, like, still be in contention for an SEC title game. You know, that is a possibility. It's not like it's a make or break game for the season, But I can see what you're saying, like trajectory of like the recruits, maybe morale. There could be something there. But, I mean, teams lose very early in the season all the time, and I feel like they're still able to get to a championship, at least with their conference.
Probably not in the SEC, though.
Like
with Georgia and Alabama there, like,
I mean, no, but I mean, if you're looking at a one-loss Alabama team to a, maybe a one-loss Tennessee team or Georgia, I don't know. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. Trying to be positive if there is a negative.
We have to beat Florida.
Okay.
We have to beat Kentucky.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm just throwing some.
You can bear losing to Alabama and Georgia.
Yes.
But you can't bear losing to Florida, especially this year. Them rebuilding, a new coach, new quarterback, new system, new defensive coordinator, the whole thing. Florida's ripe for the picking right now. This is the time that you go get Florida and you get that win. Again, you continue that trajectory going onward and upward. And you show that off in front of your recruits, and you make people want to come here. You know, we talked about how they've already got Nico Imaliava bobbleheads in Knoxville. You guys were talking about.
Yes.
Good
it's
job.
Crazy.
Look at that.
Dude, I've been practicing.
Yeah, I can tell. Even in front of the mirror sometimes.
Not in front of the mirror, but I had it written down on a sticky note right here. And actually, it's still here, actually. Actually, is it? Yeah, it's still here that I had the pronunciation of his last name.
I just go with Nico.
He was hooked on phonics back there, man. Golly. I like it.
Yeah, so the trajectory, I think this is a big impact this week on what happens tomorrow's game against Florida at home with so many recruits in the stadium and then so many recruits across the country watching this game, even if they're not there, thinking about which program do I choose? Do I want to go to Tennessee?
You want to go to Tennessee.
Or do you want to go somewhere that wins? If they lose this game, that's what I'm saying. This is a game that they need to win. And yes, you want to go to Tennessee because running through the tee, I heard, is like nothing that you've ever experienced before. And that Neyland Stadium it's going to be rocking on Saturday. All right, let's play a little fill in the blank. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it to it. First one up. Sarah, I'm going to start with you. The Vols will beat the Gators if...
if we keep Anthony Richardson in the pocket, put pressure on him. Don't let him scramble. I mean, we just got to keep him in the pocket. He doesn't make good decisions. So,
I'll agree with that. I'm gonna go with the defensive perspective. They win if they can contain that their running back and the quarterback in the pocket. So I think it's all defense more than offense.
The Vols will beat the Florida Gators if... yes, you're able to stop the running game in general. Montrell Johnson, a former Cajun, has been great this year. Anthony Richardson isn't that good of a throw. So I'm going to say stop the running game and force Anthony Richardson to try to make great throws. If you force him into making great throws and making turnover-worthy plays, you can get a couple of turnovers on defense. I think that helps the Vols offense immensely. So I'm going to say that's what they need to do. They'll beat the Florida Gators if they do that. And then you anticipate the offense doing what it usually does. And the offense really has to kind of get going on the ground. Not sure if Cedric Tillman's going to play. We'll see about that. All right, Garrett, I'm going to start with you on this one. The most important aspect of the Vols team right now is?
Josh Heupel. I think the coaching staff. I think the whole system is being revamped. They have enough talent around them that they can pretty much interchangeably use whoever they want at certain plays. So I think Josh Heupel and that coaching staff to make schemes is going to be the most important part of this Vols team right now.
The most important aspect of the Vols team right now for me, it's Hendon Hooker. Having that veteran quarterback, that leader on the field, that, hey, look, when things are going crazy, if they happen to get down in this game, you've got a veteran guy who's been there, he's done it. He can kind of calm the ship a little bit, and he's going to be that leader of the team and hopefully put the offense in the best possible position to be successful. Sarah? What say you?
Hendon Hooker. I agree with you. We do need him to come out there, and we need him to settle down just a little bit. So
you're looking like Joe Milton a little bit on some of those throws that he overthrows.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's like he's almost off of his rhythm a little bit, I want to say. But maybe he's just nervous. I don't know.
Could be.
He just needs to settle down just a little bit.
Could be. We'll see what happens again. Greg Leonard, Garrett Solly, Sarah Blake hanging with you here on The Word with Gina. Feel Good Friday. Number three. Hendon Hooker will throw for blank yards this Saturday. I'm going to say Hendon Hooker will throw for 327 yards on Saturday this week, and the Vols get a win. So I'm going to say that's what Hendon Hooker is going to throw for. I think he's going to take advantage of this secondary. I know they have some good safeties. Even without Cedric Tillman, I think they hit a couple of big plays, and I think they hit it big on Saturday. Sarah?
Yeah, over 300 yards. Definitely easy.
Easy.
Yeah, I think he'll definitely do 300 yards. I do project an interception in there, though. I do think he's
going to... He's not somebody who throws a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do it. I think he made a good point. He's going to be a little nervous. And this is a huge and very loud game. I mean, all things considered. So I think that there will be...
But it's not like they're going to be in Florida. So it'll be a loud game, but not while he's on offense.
Didn't Billy Napier say it's going to be just a little louder?
He's like, it's not like we're playing in Canada. It's not like we're, you know, playing somewhere different. Yeah, it's going to be a little louder at Neyland Stadium.
But he acknowledged it.
He did.
It is louder.
It is going to be louder than Florida, and it's certainly going to be louder than where he was ever at the University of Louisiana. Number four, the Vols leading receiver on Saturday will be?
Jalen Hyatt.
Why Jalen Hyatt?
He's our long ball guy, so I definitely think him.
So you don't think Cedric Tillman's going to play?
I don't know. He's with the ankle sprain. I am not confident to say that he is. Maybe he will. Maybe we don't know. I have no idea at this point. It's something that makes me nervous, but I do think Jalen Hyatt will be.
Garrett?
Yep, totally agree with that. Hyatt has... definitely been more of a consistent player than Cedric Tillman. Not saying that Cedric Tillman has not been, but Hyatt definitely statistically has had a better season so far.
Well, he had a huge game last week when Cedric Tillman went out, and that was big. But I'm actually going to go with Brew McCoy. I think he's a guy that needs to step up. Jalen Hyatt, obviously, has been great. Even if Cedric Tillman plays, he's not going to be 100%. He's going to be a little bit gimpy. He probably won't be able to give you everything that he has. I think Brew McCoy, being that bigger, taller, lankier type of receiver on the outside, he's somebody who can get in the mix a little bit more. I think this is sort of the coming out party for Brew McCoy we see this season. All right, number five. The Gators will beat the Vols if...
The Gators will beat the Vols if... Hell freezes over. That's my answer. They ain't going to do it. Not going to do it.
Well, from a statistical standpoint, from a strategic standpoint, I'll say the Gators will beat the Vols if Anthony Richardson can come out and actually prove that he can pass the football much better than he has through the first 3 weeks. And also, if Hendon Hooker, like you said, Garrett, makes some mistakes and throws some turnover-worthy throws and something that he doesn't really do, just being uncharacteristic of Hendon Hooker. If he does things that aren't within his character, I think that's how the Florida Gators will beat the Vols this week.
Yep.
Sarah?
If Peyton shows up and he's not wearing Eli's Chet Powers disguise,
yeah,
maybe.
See,
that's my answer.
We have some intangible answers. Yeah. You're like, oh, here's the stats. No. We're going to take it outside stats.
Chet Powers. That was hilarious. All right, number six. The most disappointing team in the SEC right now is, to me, I'll go with this one first. I know you've been beating up on South Carolina, and the Gamecock fans have been in your DMs like crazy and just hating on everything that you're saying about the Gamecocks, but I'll take some of that hate now, take some of the fire. Because Spencer Rattler was supposed to be that guy that comes there, the Heisman Trophy candidate a couple of years ago. He was supposed to make Shane Beamer's squad a lot better. And I think we're finding out that it's a lot more than just having a quarterback. You have to have a complete team around the quarterback, and South Carolina doesn't have it. And I know they came into the season with some hype. I've just been really disappointed by how they've performed so far this season. Sarah? Now that I've taken the heat off of you?
Yes, I'll say Mizzou. Well,
with Eli Drinkwitz's squad.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think he was busy at Comic-Con. Instead of designing supplies, I don't know. But yes, Mizzou, I would like to see them be competitive in the SEC again, but of course we have Josh Heupel now, so...
That's right. That's right. Drinkwitz went 1 year at App State, had a really good year, and then bolted for the SEC, and he took a lesser job where Billy Napier stuck in the Sun Belt, and then he got a better job. Instead of having to go to Mizzou, he got to go to Florida, so that was a much better opportunity there. What about you, Garrett? Who's been the most disappointing team in the SEC for you right now?
I think both your answers are valid, but I also expected them to underperform. Give me the Aggies, dude. I mean, like, talk about having the most expensive team on roster in the whole of college football.
Allegedly.
And they lose to Appy State, man, at home. You paid them millions just to come and kick your butt, man. So and being from Texas, I don't like the Aggies. So, That by itself is another answer. So
the Longhorns.
You know, I don't mind them, but anyways, Aggies for sure.
Were you hoping they were going to beat Alabama that second week?
They were close. I was pulling for them, though.
All right. Again, Greg Leonard, Sarah Blake, and Garrett Tolley hanging with you here on a Feel Good Friday here on The Word with G. Let's go to number 7. Sarah, we'll start with you. The biggest surprise in the SEC thus far is?
Bama. I think Bama. We're seeing something very different than a normal Nick Saban team. They're undisciplined. We've seen more penalties than they've had before with his teams. They came out and didn't really compete with Texas, so it
they
was
competed,
a dog fight.
But they shot themselves in the foot
right.
in a big way.
And I feel like it was the game was Saban football
yep.
at the end there. So,
biggest surprise team for you, GT?
I don't know if it's a surprise, but you got to love to see it while you see it. Vanderbilt's got a winning record. So
they're 3-0.
I think they're 3-1.
I'm 3-1. 3-1. I was looking at
they
Tennessee.
Got a winning record. So I think you got to be happy if you're a Nashvilleian. You know, you got to enjoy that while you have it.
Yeah, Clark Lee, enjoy it while you can because the SEC slate is going to open up and it's not going to be pretty when they get into SEC play. For me, the biggest surprise in the SEC, the best surprise in the SEC right now, I'm going to go with the Arkansas Razorbacks, top of the West right now. They're 3-0. They got a win in conference last week, and they've been outscoring their opponents. I know they played a lot of home games, but 3-0 to start the season atop the SEC West. Good on them as it sits right now. All right, let's go to number 8. The best game in college football this weekend will be... Garrett?
You know... I like the game that we've been talking about literally the whole show. but sneaky game.
Other than Tennessee and Florida, I should have said, because I think we could all have that for our answer. I mean, College Game Day is going to be there. It's going to be a terrific game.
Sneaky game. Well, Clemson-Wake Forest, I think, is going to be a better game than people are going to give it credit for. Also, Arkansas and Texas A&M. I think those are going to be two very close games.
Yeah, so Arkansas, Texas A&M, I think that's going to be a good one. And then I'm looking forward to Ohio State and Wisconsin. I know Wisconsin has to travel to Columbus. That's not going to be an easy task. But I think that should be a good game. I'm interested to see how Wisconsin handles the high-powered offense of C.J. Stroud and the Buckeyes. What about you, Sarah?
I have Arkansas and Texas A&M. I think that will be a really good game. I'm a huge Sam Pittman fan, and I really do think that KJ Jefferson is a lot better than people are giving him credit for. So it'll be interesting to see that game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, let's go to the number 9. The Tennessee Titans will beat the Raiders if... I'm going to start this one off. I will say they'll beat the Raiders... if the offensive line can block anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
It's been just atrocious. We talked about it a lot in hour number 1. The offensive line has been terrible. Derrick Henry has been hit at or behind the line of scrimmage in half of his runs so far this season. A lot of people are getting on Derrick Henry. I don't think it's his fault. People are getting on Ryan Tannehill. I don't think it's his fault. People are even getting on Todd Downing, and I don't think it's wholeheartedly his fault because the offensive line can't block, and if the offensive line can't block offensively on the pass, or on the run, you really can't do a whole lot offensively, so it has to start with the offensive line for me. What about you, Sarah?
We have to run the dang ball. That's how we win this game.
Garrett?
I also think you got to have a good secondary on defense. I mean, I do think Derek Carr has a lot more weapons than he had last year with Devontae Adams on the field, so I think secondary... defense is going to be a large part to stopping that team.
Yeah, that's going to be huge, and I'm glad that you went on the defensive side of things to change it up a little bit, because if they don't have Christian Fulton this week, it's going to be very difficult for the Titans to win this game in their secondary like you were talking about. All right, let's go to number 10. Let's go to the other team here regionally. The Falcons will beat the Seahawks if
Mariota can actually become a quarterback.
Shots fired. Now you're going to have Falcon fans getting after you.
Oh, boy. They should get after him.
They should get after Arthur Smith for not getting Kyle Pitts the damn football.
Yeah.
Garrett?
I think you just got to show up, man. Seahawks are trash. I don't think that they're going to beat the Falcons at all. I don't think they have to do anything much more than just show up.
I think they have to, again, like we're talking about, the end of hour number 1, they have to make Geno Smith beat you. If you can make Geno Smith, get him in third and longs and get him uncomfortable and make him make plays or attempt to make plays, I think the defense will be able to take advantage. They'll be able to do some things, and I think they'll win that game in Seattle. All right, number 11. The best game in the NFL this weekend is No, it's you, Garrett. You go first. You're up first on this one.
Oh, you're going to make me go up first?
We got a nice rotation going here where Sarah, you, me, she went last time first, so now it's you.
All right, so best NFL game of the weekend. I'm gonna give it to the Bucks Packers. We got two quarterbacks who are on very different, are underperforming, I would say, for what we would be used to for the GOATs and our most recent MVP. So I would like to see who comes out on that one.
That one's gonna be interesting. I'm not super high on that one because I think there's a lot of injuries that impact that game that aren't going to make it as exciting as I think it could be. I'm interested really to see Sunday Night Football this week between the 49ers and the Broncos. I think that's going to be a good one. Jimmy G's now back under center with Trey Lance having gotten hurt. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. And then you've got Russell Wilson, and that struggling offense for the Broncos. I've been very disappointed with the way that their offense is run, but both teams very good defensively. See, you can figure it out on offense. I think that's going to be a good Sunday Night Football game.
I have the Bills and the Dolphins. It'll be interesting to see Josh Allen and Tua and see which team pulls out.
Yeah.
Tua had a pretty good game last week.
Oh, pretty good?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Damn good. A great game. 500 yards passing, nearly 6 touchdowns.
We'll see if he can duplicate it.
I'd like to see if Mac Jones can do something against that Ravens secondary this week. Another Alabama quarterback maybe in going and hurting the secondary of the Ravens. All right, your last one. My favorite football party food is... I'm going to go with this one first. I'm going to be honest with you. I really, really like a good spinach artichoke dip. That's probably one of my favorite party foods. If you've got that, a good spinach artichoke dip at a tailgate or at a football party, I'm a happy camper.
With the chips or with the bread?
Either.
Either.
Or buffalo chicken dip, like Sam's buffalo chicken dip. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
Pretty, she makes it actually a pretty damn good one.
Really damn good. What about you, Sarah?
Chicken wings.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with the chicken wings.
With the ranch or the blue cheese?
Ranch.
With
all the
way. Ranch.
Ranch.
Good girl.
Good answer.
Yes.
Good answer.
That's the only answer.
That really is. Unless you're Miggy, which is...
Well, he's a questionable fellow.
He's a questionable fellow for sure. What do you have on the wings? What kind of sauce?
Hot. Like buffalo sauce. I like barbecue. Cajun. I love chicken wings.
Are you a flats or a drumstick?
Flats.
There you go.
Oh, flats all day, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. And if you actually know how to eat them, you know.
Yeah, they're a little hard if you don't know how to eat them.
Yeah, you got
to
either crush it down or you can pull the two little bones apart by holding it in your mouth. And then that comes right off. And it's
I wish you could demonstrate that. That'd probably be
I wish this was a live video show. We could have a lot to do with here.
Yeah, we certainly could. What about you, Garrett?
Oh, chicken wings. Yeah, that was just a very easy answer, and it's the only answer, regardless of your dips and all that.
Yeah. So, Greg Monard, Garrett Tolley, Sarah Blake here with you on the Feel Good Friday hour of the show. All right, coming up next, we are going to get into our NFL and college football picks. We've got a six-pack of picks here on the Feel Good Friday hour of the show. Miggy and Chase aren't here. They'll make their picks offline. But Garrett's here. He'll make his picks on the air, and we're also going to start a guest picker segment. Every week, we're going to have a different guest picker. It starts with Sarah this week, and we'll have some fun with that. Stay with us. It's The Word with G here on ESPN 95.3.
ESPN Radio is more powerful than ever before on 95.3. Join the team by downloading the all-new ESPN Chattanooga smartphone app presented by Ruby Falls. Search ESPN Chattanooga and then download for local, regional, and national sports coverage of your favorite teams. Live streaming, podcasted shows and interviews, and social media interaction. Chattanooga sports leader ESPN 95.3 is at your fingertips on the all-new ESPN Chattanooga smartphone app powered by Ruby Falls. Take the unexpected journey. Adventure awaits.
North Spring Center for Rejuvenation uses cryotherapy, acupuncture, hydration therapy, medical massage, and other therapies to help athletes like Reagan recover.
Hi, I'm Reagan. As a collegiate athlete, I know recovery is vital to my performance on the field. Since coming to North Spring, I've been able to recover faster and minimize my injuries on the field.
How do you feel now? Visit northspring.com to claim your introductory offer today.
Streaming now, only on Peacock. Fall in love with Pete Davidson and Kaylee Cuoco and Meet Cute.
You ever had a night like this ever in your entire life?
A new Peacock original film about the perfect first date.
Cheers, mate.
That was kind of weird.
Oh, not really.
Or was it?
I've spent the entire week with you. This night, 7 times in a row.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
I'm from the future. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah. But it's really cute.
Meet Cute, streaming now, only on Peacock.
The podcast, In Trust, tells the story of a system that stripped oil and land wealth from the Osage Nation, dollar by dollar, acre by acre, over the course of a century, and how the Osage Nation is working to get it back.
I don't get it. I don't understand why the management of these resources is kept a secret from the beneficiaries.
Listen to In Trust wherever you get your podcasts.
When you want your car to reclaim that new car smell and that new car shine, there's only one place to go that hand washes and hand waxes each car individually with a personal touch like no other. H&H Car Care, 1707 East 23rd Street. Over their decades of service to the car care industry, H&H Car Care prides itself on giving each customer the care that everyone deserves. At H&H Car Care, there are no automated spinning bristle brushes or high-pressure water sprays that can damage the shine and finish of your car, from a slight dusting to full-fledged mud. From personal vehicles to company fleets, H&H Car Care can handle it all. Let H&H Car Care bring a new shine to your car. H&H Car Care is open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. H&H Car Care, 1707 East 23rd Street, 423-698-9090.
Can I afford a home?
How do I price and list my home?
Do I get pre-qualified?
Do I do an open house?
Does the realtor work for the buyer or the seller?
How do I show my home?
Siondra Williams, without a doubt, is one of the premium realtors in the Chattanooga area. I've known her for over 25 years. In fact, she's been my family's realtor in the sale and purchase of several homes. I want a realtor whose expertise is unmatched, that works hard, that follows up quickly to questions and concerns, that gives trustworthy advice, and who knows how to break through the red tape. Trust me, if you want to sell your home or are looking to purchase a home, Siondra Williams will do the work. When others say it can't be done, she says, just watch me. Give her a call, and you'll not only gain a realtor, you'll have a friend for life. Hey, C's got keys.
Hi, this is Siondra Williams with Keller Williams Realty. My phone number is 423-304-7395. I look forward to working with you.
I found family at the Y.
I found confidence at the Y.
I found my health at the Y.
Join the Y between September 1st through October 2nd and pay no joining fee. Plus, receive up to $50 in program savings. Find your Y today.
Storm Team 12, keeping you weather aware anytime, anywhere. Forecasts on air to plan your day. Weather cams online anytime at WDEF.com. And live radar anywhere with the News 12 Now app. Storm Team 12, keeping you weather aware anytime, anywhere. News 12 Now at 5:30, covering the community issues which affect us the most. Shining a light on stories that impact your family with community leader profiles and reports that highlight the good. News 12 Now, weekdays starting at 5:30.
The drivers out there, if you smell a delicious crispy smell after the race, it's not your tailpipe, it's a little bit of shake and then bake. Shake and bake.
Time to shake and bake. Back to the Word with G with Greg Larned on ESPN Chattanooga.
Let's roll. We're back here on The Word with G's Feel Good Friday. Final segment of the show. We've got the Tennessee Power Hour coming your way next. All things Vols and Tennessee Titans. with the guys coming up next here on ESPN Chattanooga. And then 3 to 6, it'll be Wells Guthrie and David Pascal on Press Row. First, before we get into our picks, guys, again, Greg Leonard, Sarah Blake, and Garrett Tolley here with us. And we were talking about this in the break, that Tony and I, we were talking about how the coaching staffs at the various programs within Tennessee are great right now. And Tony Vitello came out and said, and I quote, "My number one job this weekend is to not get arrested. I'm telling you, I'm going to be so fired up for this game," end quote. Tony Vitello on Vols versus Gator this weekend if they win that game.
What can you not love about him?
You gotta love
He's
him.
An awesome guy.
He's just a great dude. Great personality. Great for this that university and this state. He's we talk about the fits with people. The Josh Heupel fitting really well within this football program. Tony Vitello, and then Rick Barnes even as well. And you know from your time living in Texas when he was at the University of Texas as well. All right, guys, it's time for us to pick our games for this weekend. The Feel Good Friday 6-pack of picks. Let's switch up the music a little bit and let's have some fun with this. First and foremost, Sarah, we're going to start with you because that's the rotation that we're going in. Titans versus the Raiders. Which way are you going in this game? It's just straight up.
Titans.
Why the Titans?
Because they're the Titans.
Because.
And I like Mike Vrabel.
We're in Tennessee.
And we're going to win.
Strong beliefs over there.
Yeah. What about you, GT?
I am not that believer.
You're going with the Raiders.
Give me the Raiders. I just think that, to our point earlier, I just don't think that their the Titans line is going to hold up for Derrick Henry to be effective, and I don't see Devontae Adams slowing down from the season he started with.
He had 2 catches for like 12 yards and a touchdown last week. That was not very good.
I'm talking about the first game.
Yeah, well, that's a while ago.
I'm talking about the first game.
That was a while ago. I'm going to say that the Titans pull this one out in Nashville. They need a win desperately. So do the Raiders. I get it. But I think the Titans, all in all, are a better team. The Raiders have some flashy pieces, but I think the Titans are going to be better, and I think they'll win this one. Number 2, the Atlanta Falcons at the Seattle Seahawks.
Give me the Falcons. I just don't think Seattle is going to – they just don't have it this year. They lost their quarterback.
But you want to talk about week one, they beat Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
I mean, you can call. I got my pick, man. It's Atlanta. What do you want from me?
I'm just giving you a hard time. You went back to week one for Devontae, so I had to go back to week one. But yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go take the Falcons. I think they figured it out. I think they finally get Kyle Pitts more involved. This team has been close the first 2 weeks of the season. I'm going to say that they get the win at Seattle this week and get off the schneid.
Okay, so it's the Battle of the Birds, right?
That's right, yep.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Ooh. I had you on the Falcons.
He already wrote it in the Google Doc that you were going to pick.
You're crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
I was trying to anticipate. But, okay, you're going to go with the Seahawks and Geno Smith.
Yes.
Okay, number 3. My Green Bay Packers at the Tampa Bay, Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They just signed Cole Beasley. They're getting desperate at wide receiver. They've got Scotty Miller. Julio's a game-time decision. Mike Evans had just been suspended. Chris Godwin's probably not going to play. Leonard Fournette's questionable. They have a really good defense, but the offense has been putrid. The Packers have a really good defense this year. The offense, I know, is a little bit weird without their top wide receiver, and they're trying to get those young guys involved with Aaron Rodgers, but they've got really two really good running backs, and if they can get them going, I'm going to take the Packers going to the pirate ship and winning that game. Sarah?
Okay. I'm going to have to say the Bucks beat the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is losing it. He's been losing it. I'm not going to go against Tom Brady.
I thought I liked you, but I guess not. Okay, go ahead, Garrett.
I'm going to go opposite of you. Tom Brady should have stayed home with Giselle. Give me the Packers.
Aren't they, like, getting divorced or something now?
They're separated.
Oh, not good.
It's because he went back to play.
He chose football over her, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But that was his first true love, so.
That's true. Hard to turn that down.
I don't know, man. Giselle's prettier than a football. Every man out there.
Tom is addicted to the glory. All right, let's go. Baltimore at New England. And Sarah, we'll start with you at this one.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to take the Ravens.
Taking the Ravens. They're in New England. You're going to take the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman, and company. Hopefully J.K. Dobbins gets back this week. We'll see what happens. What about you, GT?
Yeah, give me Baltimore. We're in Lamar Jackson contract year. He's just going to go off, so give me him.
I saw the secondary get torched last week against Tua, but New England doesn't quite have the weapons that the Miami Dolphins do. I'm going to be with you guys. I think they go on the road and they get the victory in New England this weekend. Number five, San Francisco at Denver. And we have to be quick here because we only got about a minute left.
San Francisco.
Okay. You're going to go San Francisco. I'm going to take Denver. I think they get off the schneid. I think they start playing a little bit better. How about you, Sarah?
I think I'm going to take San Francisco.
Yeah. Back with Jimmy G and San Francisco. And then finally, Tennessee minus 10.5 versus Florida. I really want to be on Tennessee in the points, but I think this is just going to be a closer game than that. I think they win by like 9 or 7 or something like that. I'm going to go Florida plus 10.5. Sarah?
I'm going to take Florida to cover, but...
Okay, and Garrett?
I'll do the same. But all right, Tennessee takes it home.
Tennessee wins. Covering.
Go
we're
Dream
all
Ball.
On that.
Yep.
Go Vols. Thank you, Sarah, so much for being here and being on the show and just coming down from Knoxville. It's been a great honor having you in studio. Great to have you and your husband here in studio. It's been awesome to have you guys. Follow her up on social media, up on Twitter. It's at... they're both at the Sarah Blake, correct?
At the Sarah Blake for Instagram and then
Twitter.
At Sarah Cheeky One.
That's
for Twitter.
Right. There we go. A little bit different on both.
Yes.
Garrett's not on Twitter, but he's on Instagram.
Garrett Tolly One, baby.
There you go.
Let's go.
And for me, it's at Greg Larnard. Nice and easy. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Let's go Vols this weekend.
Yeah, let's go.
Go
let's,
dang
let's
Vols.
Get a win. You guys are both going to be in Knoxville. Hopefully, y'all are going to bring the good luck charm this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Cool Beans, baby.
I want to say thank you also to Lisa Ann for being our guest. The listeners, callers, contributors could not do without y'all. Thanks so much for being with me all week long. Again, listen to the guys coming up next on the Tennessee Power Hour. And then we've got the guys, Press Row, David and Wells. They'll be with you until 6 o'clock. Right up until Braves pregame. Have a great weekend. Go Vols. Go Titans. Go Falcons. Enjoy the football this weekend. And we'll talk to you all on Monday. Peace and love.
This is David Pascal of Press Row. When I wake up each morning, I head into our kitchen that has been taken care of by Southeast Restoration. We had water damage due to a leaky refrigerator valve in August of 2021. It was no overnight fix, but Southeast Restoration was honest and professional every step of the way. Our family loves our kitchen, and I love Southeast Restoration. For water or fire damage, go to southeastrestoration.com. That's southeastrestoration.com. They will absolutely take care of you.
The future of news has arrived in Gig City. Subscribe to the Times Free Press today to get an iPad, our app, and access to all of our digital platforms, plus the Sunday newspaper delivered to your home. Receive each day's complete newspaper downloaded straight to your new iPad, typically by 4 a.m., with all the subscriber benefits like email newsletters, breaking news, even videos, without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit timesfreepress.com or call 757-6262 to get your subscription today.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-470-1960. That's 1-800-470-1960. 1-800-470-1960. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer for the 15th annual Celebration of Life and Hope on October 22nd. This gala-style event will take place at our Education Advancement Center and will feature live music, live auction, an open bar, and more. All funds directly impact families faced with pediatric cancer by providing them specialized behavioral and mental health therapies at no cost. Learn more and order your tickets today at CelebrationLH.com. That's CelebrationLH.com.
This is WALV-FM Ottawa, ESPN 95.3, Chattanooga's sports leader, a Brewer Media Group station.